and the changing isn't free. You read it in the tea leaves and the tracks are on TV. Beware the Savage Show, 1984.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Monday, November 28th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have with me a couple of co-hosts today, folks, but we're just trying to sort out a few connection issues. I think someone might be on. I heard someone else's mic ambience. Hello. We are trying to have a UK Monday here. It hasn't started too well yet, but we're trying to connect. We have Mr. Paul Edward Stevenson, per usual. Paul, hello. And we'll see if Paul is able to connect. We also have Graham Sutherland here as well. And I don't know if we're having some trouble with the overseas Skype, Europe, UK to America, rather, or right this second, or what. Graham, I mean, I see you on here. I see you're not muted. Can you hear me? Can you respond? Okay. Well, okay, folks. Well, I don't know. We'll have to see. I don't know, Graham. If you can't hear me, maybe join the call again one more time. Could remove you from the call again. I see you just went on mute. Now you're off mute. So if you're hearing me, maybe type a message if you can hear me to let me know you can hear me right here in the chat.
Can you hear me now?
Paul, yes, I hear Paul. Paul Edward Stevenson, folks. Excellent. I don't know if we're having some overseas Skype issues right now, Paul, because we have Graham here, and he's not able to speak or anything either. But
I think they're Paul Edward Stevenson issues.
Okay, well, we have a message. I hear you fine. Okay, so Graham hears me fine. It's just a matter of... Okay, he says he's going to try to restart. Okay, do that, Graham. Yeah, try to restart and make sure your mic is working and all that. Well, Paul, I caught your broadcast last night. Lately, I must admit, a lot of days I want to catch in the archive. Recent weeks, I hadn't put my schedule, been able to be up too late. I was up late last night, though, and I'm back to trying to catch it live every night. That was a good show, and I don't know. You and Dr. Duke really had a lot of interesting comments regarding the Russia-Ukraine situation, how it had been developing over time. And, it's just, regardless of what you think in the long term, because I know some of my affiliates around, our affiliates, they don't trust Russia or Putin 100%. But at the same time, what you see right now going on, it's hard to deny that, they are for Western culture, for white people, far more than what we see in our continents, right?
Well, absolutely. It's one of the reasons. I mean, they're a threat to the whole Jewish global financial structure, the whole petrodollar situation. They're not buying into all this global homo stuff, diversity, destroying fossil fuels, and everything that we witness here, which is a problem. Russia is against all that, and so they're slaughtering the Ukrainians as a way of attacking Russia, but it's not really working. I mean, okay, the slaughtering of the Ukrainians is working, but it's not damaging Russia. In fact, Russia has now been just been battering Ukraine relentlessly for the last week or 10 days now. It's a daily bombardment. I think Kiev has got 30% electricity. Zelensky's bickering with they're bickering among themselves with the mayor of Kiev, the ex-boxer Vitaly Klitschko. So they're all over the place, and this is just part of natural warfare where Russia is destroying infrastructure, destroying fuel depots, destroying any ability, or as much as they can, any ability for the Ukrainians to get organized and fight back before they go in there. So it's amazing to me that you actually hear people thinking that, you know, Ukraine's going to take back Crimea. I heard one talking head English guy thinking that, you know, in all seriousness, and I think this guy believes that he drinks the Kool-Aid, that, you know, the Ukraine are going to take back Crimea by April. I mean, they can't even defend the capital. You know, they're in bits. And by April, the Ukraine is going to probably completely cease to exist as any sort of functioning state, and Russia will do what it wants with it, you know?
And I hear many European countries have a lot of their citizens making known that they're no longer supportive of this war agenda. Not that they were too much from the start, but I mean, seeing the lies most recently, for example, I mean, and the way Zelensky is just blatantly trying to pin things to escalate and to get others to join in harder from Europe. I mean, will the U.S. have to be the one, if anything? I mean, do you think Europe is going to cool off at this point on support?
Well, Europe's getting very tired of it. Certainly, the citizenry of Europe is very tired of it. I think there's sympathy for the Ukrainians, obviously, but people in Europe are suffering economically. There's a fuel crisis, which has obviously been because of, in no small part, because of the sanctions on Russia and the ending of the cheap oil and natural gas coming from Russia, and people are struggling. And then you have the European Union sending another $18 billion to the Ukraine. I mean, this is not even a member of the EU. It's not a member of NATO. That's on top of the previous $16 billion in an environment, in a climate where inflation's going through the roof and people are struggling. I mean, how would you expect people to react? I mean, this $18 billion could be given to German citizens. There's protests in Dublin, the same thing, because people are tiring of the exalted status that these particularly Ukrainian immigrants get, because there's people who are homeless, there's people who are waiting on council lists for a home for 10 years. In waltzes the Ukrainians, and the Irish government and all the governments in Europe bow down to them. They suddenly create homes for them. They give them money. They fast-track everything for them. There's a lot of resentment now towards these Ukrainian immigrants, as much as their sympathy for them. People have got their own problems, and this is just a luxury we can't afford, and it's all dictated to by the United States, or those who control the United States, and there's a lot of resentment now, and you're going to see another massive wave of immigrants coming out of Kiev and Western Ukraine now, and they're not going to have the same warm welcome. You know, I know someone in Ukraine, obviously, and they were saying that they have a friend who is in Germany, and they weren't welcomed. They were treated with quite a lot of hostility. There's a lot of anger around, and it's not just the people. There was 19 MEPs. You won't see this in any of our news, by the way, even here in the UK. 19 MEPs rejected the latest sanctions, which are unprecedented sanctions by the EU on Europe. There's a guy, Thierry Mariani, I think he's a French guy, and he said, we've got to stop this unconditional, unrestrained hatred of Russia. They rejected this resolution calling Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. He was one of them, along with another 19. There's also been a lot of tensions between, you know, Germany. But there might be somewhat of a dog whistle, because they realize that their people are not happy about this. But, you know, the Germans and the French are starting to question their relationship with the United States, and this is unprecedented since World War II for this status quo to be under threat like this. But it's at breaking point, really, because they realize that there's a lot of money being made by weapons manufacturers in the United States, and the Europeans are the ones that are suffering, along with the Ukrainians, obviously. And, they're selling, you know, gas to Europe four times higher than what Russia was. I mean, Russia is not the enemy. The United States is the enemy. If you're at war with anyone, you need to be at war with the regime there in Washington. And this is starting to cause cracks in Europe. There's no appetite for the war. There is no unification with NATO. This thing might actually destroy NATO and break it up. Same with the EU. Germany is the teat that the rest of the rest of Europe sucks on, and that teat has its own interests too, and those interests are just being smashed to pieces basically with Olaf Scholz.
Here, let's see if Graham is having any better luck with his mic there. Hey, Graham, I see you reconnected. I don't know. Can you speak? Are you there?
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Brilliant. Yeah. Okay. The restart helped. I guess. What did you do? A restart of your whole computer?
I did, Richard. Yeah. I don't know what was happening. It said my computer was saying there wasn't a mic plugged in, even though it was.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I'm glad to get you two together. Two Fridays ago was the last roundtable, and, both of you were on it. You didn't have too much of a chance to chat, catch up with each other, though. So I figured this would, be a good chance, get you together every so often to catch up on things. I don't know if you caught what Paul was saying so far about the situation.
I did, Richard, and I wholeheartedly agree. The whole situation with supporting America and NATO in this misadventure is starting to fall apart. You can see cracks all over it, and there's an increasing amount of people saying, "Look, wait a minute. We've got masses of problems at home. Why are we bending over backwards for these so-called refugees when we've got our own refugees?" And even disabled veterans in this country waiting for housing. In a lot of the seaside towns in England, I see they're starting to have protests in Skegness and Scarborough and whatnot, because it's just it'll ruin their trade. If they've got all these males from Angola, I mean, let's face it, it's not just Ukraine. They're from all sorts of obscure places.
Albania, the main one at the minute.
Albania, that's right, yeah.
No war there the last time I checked.
No, that's right. And it's all males. It's all males in their 20s and 30s that's coming across, which is highly suspicious. It's going to ruin these seaside resorts. Of course it is.
Yeah, and I was wondering, though, is the UK, is England still a bit more supportive of the... potential to, so far they've seemed more gung-ho like the U.S. regarding aid to Ukraine, regarding a lot of the other countries of Europe, in contrast with, rather. So, are they not quite as cold on continuing as much of Europe? Do you think England might still side with the U.S. and possibly back them further and well into 2023?
Well, they did a big selling job on the public, Richard. Let's face it, that's what they did. It was all clever psychology on the media, making us feel, basically what they do is to try and bypass your logical mind and hit your emotions. So, you start seeing all these images of poor children in Ukraine or whatever, with no power or electric, and they're crying and the mother's struggling and all this kind of stuff. The show is this kind of programming, and then basically they announce they're gonna give them X amount of billions. It's all very clever, but it's a little bit too clever.
I was pointing out earlier when we were chatting today privately. Well, I didn't know before, actually. You informed me that you've visited Russia twice. And I heard a similar description times I've heard Dr. David Duke speak, including last night on Paul Edward Stevenson's broadcast, Last Man Standing. Now, check out the archive, folks, if you have it. He talks about a lot of perception based on experiences, firsthand experiences being there. I mean, I like to bring everyone on for their opinions. And like, yeah, like I say, some of my my co-hosts and that are pro-Russia, and others not so much, or are very wary and skeptical, let's just say, of Putin and the long-term goals. But nonetheless, I mean, just like what I heard from Dr. David Duke, Graham, you seem to, you specifically mentioned, since there was a good gap in between the two times you've been there, that there was quite a change, quite a transformation. So yeah, Paul, I don't know if you were aware of that, but yeah, Graham's been to Russia twice.
Yeah, well, I'd love to go, because there is this kind of weird view in the West that somehow the USSR still exists. It doesn't exist. The Soviet Union died in, what was it, 90, whatever it was, 93 or something.
91.
I mean, I mean, this is not the Soviet Union, and people keep talking about it as if it is, and it's constantly beat into people that you must be wary of Vladimir Putin. Let me tell you something. Vladimir Putin, a couple of days ago, met with the mothers of the dead soldiers in that war so far. I can't remember the last time any British prime minister invited the dead or the mothers of the dead soldiers who are fighting in Iraq to Downing Street, or the president of the United States invited any mothers to the White House. And he said, "I feel your pain," and you could see he was genuine. I mean, I'm sick and tired of this constant demonization of Putin and this constant exaltation of Zelensky like he's some sort of saint. And the information is starting to get through now, because there was some footage revealed of 11 Russian soldiers who were murdered, POWs who were murdered by the Ukrainian forces. Yeah. And the tide is starting to turn by this little scumbag, Zelensky. There was also, I think it was a French or a German MEP, I think, called for Zelensky to reveal his own millions, which are, you know, in tax havens. So the tide is slowly turning. I've always said to you, Richard, you know, what's the difference between a conspiracy theory and the truth? About 6 months. Because everything we're talking about, you know, we're talking about it, and they'll say, oh, just a conspiracy theory. And 6 months later, the truth eventually trickles out. This is why France recently tried to ban Rumble for you know, showing RT. Well, this is the type of thing that we accuse those backward, you know, authoritarian Soviet-style Russians of doing, you know, censoring everything. Well, we're doing that, and the French tried to do it, and Rumble told them where to go, and they said, "Listen, the French audience is about 1% of our you know, our subscribers, and you can do one, you know." And they said no.
And just to clarify, what years did you say that those were again, Graham? The two times when you visited over there in Russia.
I visited St. Petersburg, what was called Leningrad at the time, in 1976. And then we traveled by overnight sleeper train to Moscow, which is about 650 miles. And then I was there again exactly 30 years later in 2006 for several weeks. So, yeah, I've seen a dramatic change, an unbelievable change in that 30 years in, you know, it was almost like a different place.
Exactly. And it's very convenient to keep painting this picture of Russia as being the USSR. And, you know, and there is a tide changing in Europe, but not so much here. Because the UK, I mean, what's his name? The Indian, the Prime Minister, was over there.
Rishi
was over shaking hands with that murderer, thief, con man Zelensky, giving him more money and promising more weapons so they can, you know, keep the whole thing going for a while longer. I mean, the whole thing's just crazy. It should never have got there. It is sickening. The whole thing is sickening. It was like, there's probably 100,000 Ukrainians dead. You've got Ukrainian people in Kiev. You've got no electricity. You know,
it is
they're
a mess.
Yeah,
well, here,
we
have the first break upon us on that note. I don't hear the music, but I think it should be rolling in. And we'll see if it does come in. If it doesn't, I'll continue.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm an old sweet girl. You raise my hopes, then you raise the odds. You tell me that I dream too much. Now I'm serving time in disillusionment.
I don't believe you anymore. I don't believe you.
I don't believe you anymore.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Monday co-host Paul Edward Stevenson. And we have additional UK Monday co-host Graham Sutherland from over in Inverness, Scotland. And of course, Paul is just outside of London. So we have a nice three-country interaction here. And I wanted to bring up this documentary that's been getting a lot of attention here. I've been sharing the links with a lot of people here in the U.S., you know, that I network with. Died suddenly. I don't know if... Yeah, died suddenly. Graham, I sent you the link just earlier today, and I was just wondering if many of you folks over there have been... this or similar videos, you know, I've been sharing as much.
Yes, I've seen it already, Richard. I've seen it when it first came out. There's a lot of really good information on it. And it'll basically, you know, if somebody's not aware of the, you know, the bigger agenda, it'll basically blow them away because it's very obviously a cull of the population. You know, that much is obvious.
Yes, and I... played on my show a documentary on Bill Gates last year. I want to say that was quite extensive. Maybe it was earlier this year. But I split it up because it was so long. I mean, it was like 4.5 hours, so like almost 2 hours. Stephen Corbett did it. It was showing just how much influence he has over these medical organizations, these non-governmental organizations. People don't understand, you know, just how much money between philanthropists and these big pharma companies, and just how much these agencies, CDC, the WHO, United Nations, I mean, they can't be trusted worth anything. They're just completely in the back pocket of these people. Paul, did you get a chance to see it yet? I didn't get a chance to check it out all the way through, as much as I shared it with others. But Died Suddenly. Have you checked it out or seen similar?
No, I haven't seen it. What's it about?
Well, just how many people have been just dropping because of these shots? What it appears to be due to these shots, you know.
And yeah, so I know too many people who've taken those shots. So it's like, to be honest, I try and not even think about it, you know.
No, it is.
It is more scary.
It is scary. Of course it is. It's the sudden nature of it, you know. So I just try not to think about it, you know, because otherwise it causes too much anxiety.
Graham?
I kind of feel the same way. Most of my family have taken it.
Exactly.
And, you know, I'm watching healthy athletes around the world and healthy young people in their 20s and 30s and 40s after the third dose just suddenly dropping down dead. And I mean, it's obvious what's causing it, you know. It's mainly myocarditis. That's the main cause of death. And when I start to think about it, I start to think about my own family, and I get really scared, to be honest. It's almost like we're waiting for a time bomb to go off.
Yeah, it's anticipation of it, you know. So it's best not to think about it, because, you know, every time you send your mother or somebody, you know, a text message and they don't get back to you for 6 hours, you're thinking, are they okay? You know, it's just like, you know.
I know.
And we can't help but feel powerless to do anything, no matter how much information we have at this point, gentlemen.
Exactly. You know, it's too late. You can't, you know, once you've taken them, you can't undo them, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it seems they're going to keep on pushing with this planning for future pandemics. They want this UN, right? UN-based global treaty that they wanted for so much. I mean, the climate.
Richard, I have to step away for 2 minutes.
Sure. Graham?
Yeah, I find the graphene oxide, the nanobots in the vaccines, I find them particularly frightening. And you know, what's going to happen when they switch on the 5G? That blows my mind. I think it'll cause a zombie apocalypse, basically.
And then there's the factor of all these clots, which turn out to be these like long, they're best described as the substance that forms. It's almost like neoprene, you know,
fibrous.
Neoprene.
Fibrous strands.
You could have like 3 feet long, you know, some of these that a lot of the embalmers are pulling out of from like the artery at the top that they fill with embalming fluid. Some of them are being pulled out from there when they're trying to fill the corpse. And some of them are up to 3 feet long, but described as like calamari, you know, like.
That's right.
Octopus with squid, really eerie.
Yeah, that's right. It's fibrous. It's not blood.
All right. We'll be right back after the break. Stick around. Folks.
In a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I'll stand my ground and I won't back down.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Monday co-host Paul Edward Stevenson and additional UK co-host Graham Sutherland from Inverness, Scotland. And I, well, when you mention, who knows, when you they turn on the 5G, it could be an activation of some of what some of these batches at least has in them. That's why I brought up these long fibrous clots. I mean, you hear about the graphene oxide and these long structures. You have to wonder if there's some sort of antennae. It just seems logical and to be a possibility at the very least when you put all these different things together. And yes, the 5G had been rolling out, you know, more. Far more heavily, beginning with a big surprise when we first heard about COVID around December 2019 onward. They really did start ramping it up. And now one interesting point, you know, I've heard discussed a lot on RBN, a lot on Robert Ravel's broadcast, for that matter, you know, the show right before yours, Paul, is that, Robert's under the impression that this is an opportunity for so much experimentation on the general public. They're not going to pass up a golden opportunity like that to try out a lot of different variations in different batches, that is, of what substance you're actually getting injected into you. And I think that is probably likely. I don't think that it's by mistake or bad manufacturing for different lots to have different amounts of foreign substances or varying amounts of what's in them. Or I think that intentionally there are probably different batches with different things in them to try out different experiments, on different parts of the world population. And then, of course, some that are placebos, saline or whatever, as well. I don't know, Paul, and then also Graham, I'd like to hear your thoughts on that aspect, Paul.
Yeah, who knows, Richard? I mean, these people are capable of all sorts of diabolical things. So, I mean, there is no, limit. There's no limit to the depths of depravity of these people. So, I mean, I can't comment with any, authority on it, really. I mean, they're certainly capable of all sorts, And, they talk about there was at that G20 summit, they're talking about the next pandemic as if, it's just a given, someone should have said, when is it? when is it? Can you tell me which month it is, next year or the year after? Because, they're obviously planning it. I mean, we haven't had anything like COVID in our lifetimes or anything like it for a century, but all of a sudden they seem very confident there's another one coming. So, anyway.
Absolutely. Graham, your thoughts, sir.
These nanobots, I've seen how they respond to 5G in real time, and they seem to be, it's a lot more than just, forming chains. They seem to form chains, but it's a lot more complex than that. They seem to be actually forming some kind of machinery, like microscopic submarines, if you like, in your bloodstream. I don't believe that they're just going to form, like chains to stop the blood flow, which would cause myocarditis. We know that's happened, but there must be more to it than that. It's more complex. These little structures are more complex than that. They're incredible to watch, how they assemble themselves with little brackets and everything. It's like a little. It's like watching a steel bridge or something being built in high speed. It's quite frightening. But the question is, what are these things? What are they actually going to do? These nanobots. What are they actually going to do? And how are they going to be energized? That's a question.
Yes, I watched little videos on those as well, like hydrogel, right? And these little robots.
Yeah.
Yeah, soft robots and electrical or electromagnetic pulses, I believe, is one of the ways that it makes, the different, like if you have something that's almost like a construction site vehicle, like a claw, type of thing is one of the main, like grappling sort of function.
There's some kind of intelligence behind it. It's not random because they're forming very specific looking, engineered structures, but just in a microscopic level.
Yes, they're soft robots. They're also described as, it is fascinating when you watch anyone who looks up hydrogel, soft robots, do a search for the videos. Channels. Paul?
No, it's going to change the subject slightly, onto immigration because, but these immigrants that are coming across, they've now found 50 cases of diphtheria as well. And a lot of, these people are just being, a lot of them are just disappearing into the countryside. And of course, they've been put up in hotels, often very nice hotels at the expense of the taxpayer. But, is that the next thing? We're going to have an epidemic of diphtheria raging through the country. I mean, it's just like, the governments are literally out of control. The people say one thing and the government just do what they want. And the problem is they always do it. It's the same way Olaf Scholz now in Germany has just changed the immigration laws there. They've reduced, I think they've reduced it from 8 years to 5 years to get citizenship. And it's all he's talking about. But all the positivities about all these immigrants, they're all brain surgeons and they all boost the German economy. They just run roughshod over the will of the people, which is always the opposite of what the government imposes on them.
Well, the overall agenda, as I see it, it's just a chain of Hegelian sort of responses, you know, that they have lined up. I mean, everything is about destroying the economy. I think there's a controlled demolition of the
They're destroying the industry. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that along the way. But I mean, everything from lockdowns to these climate change agendas, green agendas, to just future pandemic planning, like you say, the digital IDs. I mean, everything is setting up, and where you can have these lockdowns, this will be necessary when people start revolting, seeing how with a crashing economy, not enough food, you know, the inflation as it continues, and wages can't support families. You know, people are going to be more and more to the point of organizing locally and looking for heads to roll. So
yeah,
they want these lockdowns. They want these lockdowns as a blanket excuse. You know, the pandemic treaty is very important because as they intentionally crash this to try to bring in the central bank digital currencies with all these means, including the climate change agenda, they are going to have a lot of people that they're going to need to subvert. And it's perfect to have some other reason, not, oh, no, we're just going to lock you down and deal with the financial strains until we bring in this digital. No, we have a pandemic. You can't. You know, you're a danger to everyone.
Yeah, well, people are sick and tired of it now. I mean, you know, even in China, they've got lockdowns over in China, and the Chinese are going crazy. I think there might be the West might be infiltrating that and taking advantage of it as well for another color revolution to remove the Chinese government. But
you keep up with economics. Well, you keep up with economics as much as I do, Paul, and you know a lot of the great analysts, all showing how in the next 12 months, everyday people are really going to start feeling this depression. Mm-hmm. We haven't even begun to yet, and so yeah, it is really going to start kicking in, and the fact that this holiday season is not going to give them, you know, their black. In the books, you know, I mean, they're completely tanking so far ever since lockdowns began, and it's going to continue ever more with just the inflation and we have this global hyperinflationary situation, but also finance. I mean, everything's overvalued in the markets, and so that makes such a huge difference between rich and poor, you know, that we've created.
I mean,
tech boom was just adding to it. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, because of the energy crisis in Europe, a lot of these, you know, particularly in places like Germany, a lot of these, because there's big industry in Germany, but it functions well because of cheap, energy. And those industries are not going to survive in the current climate, and of course you have people being laid off, so there's no jobs, so it's just a death spiral, really, where you're going to end up with a lot of layoffs. You're going to see a lot of businesses are in there already leaving Germany, and as I say, there's a massive knock-on effect, because that, you know, that is the, Germany is the teat that most of the rest of Europe sucks on, really. That is essentially the EU, and without Germany, I can't see the EU lasting. And that sort of climate, you're sending $18 billion to the Ukraine. I mean, this is absurd, and the people are not going to stand for this for much longer. I mean, you're not hearing it in Western media, but there is huge unrest in Europe, huge, and the politicians know it, and the people are going to be trying to get these people out of there. Because the Germans and the Europeans are used to a fairly decent standard of living, and now they're, you know, facing it's already cold, you know, it's already cold.
And we've had so many countries having problems for quite a while, like Italy for years now have been in dire straits economically. I mean, just in the last 6 months or so, I've been hearing a lot, though, about the currency in the UK. I mean, just how much it's tanked. I mean, Graham, I don't know, do you have much to add to this point, sir?
The pound, it dropped right down to $1.05. That's the lowest I've ever seen it in my lifetime. It's recovered somewhat. It was when Liz Truss went in, it just absolutely tanked. It was almost it's almost level pegged with the dollar. But I think it's back up to like $1.20 or something at the moment. But it's clearly on the way out. So is the dollar. The dollar's like a big bubble that keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And we're all just waiting for it to go pop.
Well, all our economies are going to be crashing because of the interconnectedness with this globalist system. So yeah, we're just waiting for just suddenly all of these crashes to begin, but that they are planning the central bank digital currencies. That's really their end game with the social credit scores. I'm sure you both agree.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I just don't think they're going to be able to pull it off.
It's one of these things. They'll keep hammering away with it. They'll keep hammering away until they get it launched. It's the cashless society is definitely the way we're headed.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Yeah. If the dollar collapses, you know, it's like which you know, and this whole thing and you know with Russia and China and the BRICS nations have accelerated that because there's a lot of resentment around the world with this whole world reserve currency being the dollar. And it's a great privilege for those in the United States, but also you guys will feel the pain of that when it eventually collapses, when that's no longer, you know, the status quo. You know, the other currencies don't benefit in that way, so we won't really feel the pain of it as much. But it's only a matter of time, I believe, because the whole situation with Russia and that war has just accelerated that whole process. Because Putin and China and Saudi Arabia and India and all these countries, they're sick and tired of being, pardon the pun, being held over a barrel with this petrodollar situation, you know?
Yep.
Graham?
There's, you've got BRICS. The BRICS country, apparently there's 9, or is it 7? I can't remember. There's either 7 or 9 other countries waiting to join, with the BRICS countries. And basically, their currency is backed with precious metals.
Yeah.
So that even that announcement that we're going down that route, even that announcement is enough to kill the dollar.
Yeah, it's the beginning of the end for the dollar. I think that, you know, as if it wasn't bad enough. That's why they're printing so much as well, because, you know, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, the currency's not worth anything. And these guys, you know, that's why they got off the gold standard. And now they can just print up as much funny money as they want and buy up real things. I mean, the central banks are hugely stocking up on gold. So you got to hand it to them, you know. They have this, fiat currency scam, which, you know, and then they just buy up real things, including gold and property and you name it, you know, land, whatever. And so I think that's a sign of their desperation. They're like, okay, let's you know, print up as much of this as we can. This whole thing in Ukraine is just a total money laundering operation, you know.
Oh, absolutely. They reckon 70% of the 70% of the weapons never actually get to the battlefield, and round about the same amount of cash, round about 70% of it disappears.
Yeah, NATO are short of weapons. They've sent so many to the Ukraine, and the Ukraine, you know, Zelensky's asking for more. I mean, they don't have them. You know, they better hope that they're wrong. Of course, they are wrong. Russia has no intentions of invading Europe, but if they did, I mean, if he decided to, he probably could. What's Europe going to do? And this idea, you know, there's this sort of notion that the Americans are this sort of powerful, mighty army, and that all of America goes in there, you know, into Russia. I'll tell you what will happen if you send in 50,000 troops into Russia. You'll be having 50,000 body bags coming back across the Atlantic. That's what's going to happen there with your little green-haired, pink-haired soldiers with their woke army, you know. Not the power it used to be. All the young white males, they go in there and there's all this cultural Marxist woke stuff going on. It puts them off. And they've seen when the Iraq war, they now know it was a fake war. It's not for anything to do with defending America. And they've seen how the veterans are treated. The Americans are tired. And there's
they're
no
all
appetite in
as well, remember.
Yeah. And there's no appetite. No one in Russia wants, or in Europe, wants to go to war with Russia, because no one sees Russia as an enemy, because they aren't an enemy. It's
they're
only
not
a
an
few.
Enemy.
Yeah, it's only a few Jews in America that hate Russia and are basically bribing Europe into a situation where it's suicidal altruism.
Yep. Yep, that's about it.
Well, here we have the final break upon us. So, if you want to add any more thoughts in the final segment, gentlemen, look forward to that. We'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com.
And we are back for the final segment, Beyond the Official Narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with Paul Edward Stevenson and Graham Sutherland. And folks, do participate in the John Stadmiller book drive by donating to RBN $100 or more. You get entered each week, possibly wind up with a book from John Stadmiller's own personal library. And we have some very fine selections that are getting distributed, and awarded. So do check out the rest of the information on the rotating banners on republicbroadcasting.org website. Fred in Iowa. Hey, welcome to the show, Fred. Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, guys, doing a great show. Graham, I may sound like I'm talking in riddles, but you know about the first one, the second one, and the false prophet. The only other person on RBN that speaks or addresses this point a little bit is this old man's having trouble. Sunday night, last caller, host. Oh my God, I can't remember his name. But higher wages does not cause inflation. And I know you guys know what's caused inflation. It's printing money out of nothing and the interest on. Robert Rabel actually covers the subject a little bit, Graham, and I know you know about it. But President Reagan acknowledged this little square mile in Italy as a sovereign country, a sovereign being. And then...
Graham, do you want to respond to Fred regarding that?
There's a new... I can't remember his name. I think it's Yitzhak Joseph or something. There's a new Jewish leader who everyone's called... Well, they're calling him a messiah. But Christians believe he's the false prophet. And apparently he's been able to do... He is the one. All the aging rabbis have been bowing down and kissing his feet and all sorts of stuff. And they've been holding various ceremonies. And he's been performing miracles in front of them, which is all entirely biblical, as would happen. I think that's maybe what he's talking about. And they're just ready to announce to the world who he is and what he is.
Well, that will be allowed through prophecy that the false prophet will do miracles. But Clinton acknowledged the first beast, and that was 505 years after the Reformation in 1517.
Well, we'll have to try to chat about this more. I mean, maybe on Friday we could see if we can get Graham on.
Fred. I will. I didn't want to take a lot of time.
Yeah, Fred.
And I'll make myself clear.
Thank you, sir.
Graham,
yes, sir. Thank you.
Bye, bye. Thank you.
Well, yeah, okay.
Yes, sir, Fred. Yeah, call back Friday if we can do this again. Yeah, thank you, Paul. Thank you, Graham. Thank you, listeners. Please,
thanks,
yes, sir. And please support the network. And we will speak again soon. John. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.